This is the tax update for the week commencing 15th October, and we begin by directing you towards a form which hopefully you'll never need to use, because it helps a client make a voluntary disclosure when the client has been guilty of tax fraud, and the form is known as a CDF1. I'm going to take it as read that all the money laundering reporting requirements have been read, and that you don't know somebody in SCO 9 who could be a useful point of contact to approach on a no-names basis to seek a reassurance that on an outline of the facts known to you, HMRC will not prosecute and will accept a monetary settlement. But basically, HMRC's policy is, unless it's so heinous that they have to prosecute, they will accept monetary settlements provided you meet the obligations which HMRC impose, which can be fairly demanding. So if you have a client who wants to make a clean breast of past tax fraud, perhaps over claiming expenses or under declaring income, then you can download a CDF form. And as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes with links to the relevant material. You then send it to the address in the notes at Cardiff. David Goak, the Exchequer Secretary, outlined his ideas for the future of tax, and I've given a link to his speech, which can be found on the Treasury. He delivered it at 5th October. And he tells us that he started as a trainee solicitor in 1995 and observed that everything then was done by paper. And of course, it was before self-assessment. But since then, there's been huge steps taken forward by HMRC, including the updating of pay-as-you-earn and the bringing together of the material so that the new computer system holds all of a customer's pay-as-you-earn records in one place for all their employments and pensions. This enables HMRC to deal with a caller at a contact centre, because the HMRC officer can see all of the relevant details. But that assumes, of course, that the caller can get through. And in 2011, only 49% of callers managed to get through to a contact centre. He then goes on to boast about how RTI is coming along and how aspirational targets will include giving taxpayers access to their personal tax account, online communication with a secure progress in the integration of tax and NIC. And so his speech is worth a read, but I would draw it up analogous to a school report and say that really, in comparison to other fiscal jurisdictions, HMRC is well behind, and they try hard, but they really should and could do an awful lot better. HMRC have also published a new toolkit for inheritance tax, and I always think that if you deal with income tax, you're familiar with dealing with the IHT, the income tax return forms, but inheritance tax is something that occurs only rarely, and so a toolkit like this is particularly helpful, just to make sure that you go down the checklist and have identified the risks and got the risk areas like valuation correctly dealt with. Because tax is complex, and last week at the Tory Party conference, the Chancellor of the Exchequer announced a new incentive to employees to give up their employment rights in return for some shares in companies, which would be exempt from capital gains tax when sold, and it could involve between £2,000 and £50,000 worth of company shares. I despair about such things, because the complexity is just inappropriate for a self-assessment regime, but also it's highly discriminatory, and those people who work for sole traders, partnerships, limited liability, or indeed non-trading shares in some companies, or unincorporated associations like a golf club, for example, cannot benefit from such an incentive. So why introduce something that does anything but level the playing field? But just to conclude with some good news, there was a VAT case about special polycarbonate panels and radiation strips which were put into the roof of conservatories and allowed light through. But the question was, were these the provision of goods that were insulating material for domestic residents, in which case they could get the 5% VAT. I've got a link to the full decision as well as a summary in the case, but the good news is that these polycarbonate panels and reflector strips managed to reduce heat loss by 66%, so they were clearly insulating material and they were being used in a building for the purpose of insulation and reducing heat loss. So the court rightly ruled that it could benefit from the 5%. Thanks very much for listening.